moved out with tropical kit on the draft from the southern Italy. Left Blandford next morning, arrived at Southampton and crossed to Le Havre on the River Clyde steamer. Stayed at Le Havre till Saturday, boarded a train, went through France, through Mont-Cenis tunnel, arrived Toronto early in October. Crossed over Adriatic to Bologna on the October the 12th. Heard rumours of the war soon to finish. At 7 p.m. on November the 11th, we were told the war had come to an end. The planes we had were socked with camels, single-seater fighters. Our planes were sent to Greece, and we came back to Taranto, spending Christmas at Taranto. I put in for a demob, as I had a job to come to. On the 1st of February, left on a troop train for North France. I met Thompson Priest of Maney on the train.
Good Lord.
He knew Frank Gibbons, and I knew his brother George at Sutton. The demob centre was Thetford, where we arrived on the February 13th, and were back at Ely on Friday, February the 14th, 1919. The weather was very cold. My mother put me in bed with sheets. I found them too cold, so for some weeks I had three blankets on the bed, no sheets. I soon got driving the Fords cars and the Baco truck. I went to Manchester to fetch a Ford chassis for Messrs. Graven's. I called in Lyons Caff at Piccadilly, Manchester, and saw seated at a table a man I was with in Bologna. He had left Taranto after me. Then holiday in Norfolk, Oliver Ethel and I at Hickling with the Ford, two seats. Her father said, well, good Hickling, because he knew it. We toured Norfolk and Suffolk, taken on Broads for sail, came home by the coast via Cromer, Wales and Unstanton. This was it. Ford brought out a one-ton chassis. Father bought one. Started to build a cab and body to make bus for passengers, truck for goods.
I'm with you.
A truck for goods.
Yeah.
A rail strike